Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn.
The best social media platforms for traffic to your blog. Selecting the best social media platforms to drive traffic to your blog depends on various factors, including target audience, content type, and engagement strategy. I have a breakdown of what I think are the best social media platforms for traffic. And I'm really not putting them in any order per se. I'm just going to give you about eight of them and tell you the best that I think, the best eight that I think are the best that I think. And they're definitely 100% not in any order at all. Two of these I'm going to tell you that you should definitely focus on, especially if you're a beginner blog, and you should go all in on two of these that I'm going to talk about. First one is Facebook. There's three things I'm going to give for each of these eight. And that's going to be, I'm going to talk about the audience. I'm going to talk about the different content types you can use on a platform for your blog and an engagement strategy that you can use also. Facebook, of course, Meta. Facebook has a diverse user base spanning various demographics and interests. It's suitable for almost any type of blog. Content types, Facebook. You can share your blog posts, images, videos, and engage in discussions through posts and comments. The engagement strategy. What you can do on Facebook, you can join relevant groups. There's so many different groups, and there should be a group for whatever niche that you are in. Or if there's not for the niche you're in, maybe you can start a Facebook group for the niche that you are in. You can share your blog posts, create engaging content, and use Facebook ads for targeted promotion. The next one is X, or Twitter. The audience on Twitter is great for news, updates, and trending topics. It's suitable for blogs focusing on current events, news, or short form content. Content types, tweets. You can tweet with catchy headlines, blog posts, excerpts, images, and videos perform well on Twitter or X. And the engagement strategy, you can use hashtags strategically, engage with followers or influencers. You can retweet relevant content and participate in Twitter chat. So those are things that you can do on Twitter from an engagement standpoint. Pinterest is popular among users looking for inspiration, DIY projects, recipes, and lifestyle content, ideal for visual heavy blogs. Content types, pins. You can use pins with eye-catching images, infographics, and step-by-step guides work best on Pinterest. The engagement strategy, create visual appealing pins, use relevant keywords and descriptions for SEO, join group boards, and pin consistently. The next one is Instagram. The audience on Instagram is ideal for lifestyle, fashion, travel, and visual centric blogs. Content types, high quality images, videos, stories, Instagram, of course, Reels, which is a short form version. Content types, The engagement strategy, use hashtags, collaborate with influencers, run contests, and engage with your audience through comments and direct messages. You can use hashtags. Some people use them, some people don't use them. I guess I would say after a while, once you start getting a following, you don't want to go crazy with hashtags. You can use them, but don't go too crazy with them. Like, you don't need 30 hashtags. If you had like maybe anywhere between 3 to 5 hashtags of your main niche or topics that you're talking about, that should be just perfect on Instagram. Use hashtags, collaborate with influencers, run contests, and engage with the audience through comments and direct messages. So what a lot of people are doing also with Instagram, they're using different platforms, like, or integrating different platforms like ManyChat in order to automate messages and DMs and things like that. So that's something that you can look into as well. LinkedIn, the audience on LinkedIn caters to professionals and businesses, suitable for B2B blogs, career advice, and industry insights. The content types, long form articles work pretty good on LinkedIn. Industry updates, thought leadership content works pretty good on LinkedIn. Also, what works good on LinkedIn right now is short form videos work pretty good on LinkedIn. Share valuable insights. This is the engagement strategy where you can share valuable insights. You can participate in relevant groups, connect with industry professionals, and leverage LinkedIn Pulse for publishing articles. Yeah, you can publish your articles on LinkedIn. That works very well. Another thing that works well are things like polls. Text works well on LinkedIn, images and things like that. The next one we're going to talk about is Reddit. The audience on Reddit has niche communities. Niche communities, which are called subreddits, cover almost any topic. They're suitable for blogs. You have to be real careful when you're on Reddit. You have to be very careful when you're on there. Before you put anything on Reddit, if you're new to the platform, you want to engage in that community or in those subreddits. I say you probably want to do it about a week or so before you start entering your blog posts and things like that. And you have to do it in a way. You can't just outright. A lot of those subreddits don't allow you to just upload your blog posts. Now, if you're answering a question and you're helping someone and you can throw a blog post in there, that type of thing, I would suggest that more than I would suggest just about anything in terms of putting your content on Reddit. But you can get a flood of traffic from Reddit. Content types, engaging posts, discussions, and links to your blog content. Be transparent and avoid, this is the engagement strategy. Be transparent and avoid direct self-promotion. Participate in discussions, provide valuable insights, and share your content where relevant. YouTube. The audience on YouTube is ideal for video content, tutorials, vlogs, and product reviews. More things, but just for starters. Content types, videos, obviously, related to your blog content, tutorials, interviews, etc. So much you can do on YouTube. The engagement strategy. Create engaging videos, optimize titles and descriptions, collaborate with other YouTubers, and engage with your audience through comments. You already know about YouTube. TikTok. The audience on TikTok is popular among young demographics for short form video content. Content types, creative and entertaining videos, educate videos also that's related to your blog content. The engagement strategy on TikTok, utilize trending hashtags, create engaging content, participate in challenges, and interact with the audience through comments, duets, and a few other things over there on TikTok. So yeah, remember, it's essential to analyze your blog's target audience and content strategy before selecting a social media platform. So yeah, just you can experiment with different type of platforms and monitor your analytics and, you know, refine your approach. And, you know, once you find out what works best with your content and for what works best in terms of driving traffic to your blog.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.